All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, after another weekend of college football action is in the books, we are really beginning to see who the real contenders are. Now, Wisconsin was upset at home by a very game BYU team, while LSU shocked some people in being able to go on the road and knock off Auburn. We also can basically pencil in Alabama for another playoff spot as they are once again looking dominant. Ohio State is the real deal as they got a big win on the road basically versus TCU. And then you look at Florida State, this team right now is in trouble. The Seminoles went on the road to face the Syracuse Orange, and Florida State was taken behind the woodshed. They're 1-2, they're 0-2 in the ACC, and their offense has been anemic at best. And you look at Florida State right now, the way that they are playing, this team is going to limp to a 6-6 finish. I think they have what it takes to get to 6-6. But if you're looking for this team or expecting this team to contend for the ACC crown this season, it's not happening. You look at the teams that have really set themselves apart so far in the early stages of this college football campaign. I look at Alabama. I look at LSU. I look at Georgia. Three good teams out of the SEC. The Pac-12, it is not happening for them this season as far as getting a team into the college football playoff. Some people feel that Washington can bounce back after that first loss of the season to Auburn and the season opener. However, you look at the overall play of the Pac-12 versus the other power conferences, it's not happening. Big 12-wise, Oklahoma is still the team to beat. I know that Oklahoma State got the big win at home yesterday versus Boise State, but right now that title runs through Norman. You look at the Big Ten, don't sleep on Penn State. They had, you know, their struggles to begin the season versus Appalachian State, but we've seen what Appalachian State can do to Power 5 schools in recent years. Penn State is once again looking like a force. They still have Trace McSorley at starting quarterback, and that game coming up with the Buckeyes is going to be huge. Ohio State, they are still a contender, and I think it's going to be one of those situations where whoever loses that game is still going to be in prime position to contend for the college football playoff. I think Wisconsin will get back in track, on track rather. They are still the team to beat in the Big Ten West. You can't overlook Notre Dame. They're 3-0. They faced and defeated a very tough Vanderbilt team. However, all of Notre Dame's wins have come at home. Now they're going to have to step out on the road for several games throughout the season, of course, you know, to really show what they can do. So, I mean, these are the teams that are really beginning, you know, to flex their muscles. Clemson, they haven't been tested yet, but they will soon as they get into the meat of their ACC schedule. But I would not be surprised, the way things are going right now, that if we see two SEC teams in the playoff again, because forget about the Pac-12. The Big 12, the only real contender is Oklahoma. The Big 10 is going to push. But you look at it, I mean, Auburn lost a very close game to LSU by 1 point. LSU, you know, they still have to play Alabama this year. Whoever wins the West more than likely is going to face Georgia in the SEC championship game. But I still think there's a scenario where we can get two SEC teams in once again. I know that some people around the country are going to claim SEC bias, so to speak. But the bottom line is it's the best conference in America. And they continuously put out good teams, And until you go out there and stop them, that's the way it is. But with several weeks under our belts and this 2018 college football season, things are looking good. And I definitely see more big things coming around the horizon. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.